You are Callie Chow, a student at Kowloon City College. You are doing a work experience placement at Sun Hing Fashion Emporium. You will have two tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the task rubrics and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the task rubrics, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with the tasks and the data file. Task 1. You are in a meeting with Mr. Hong, the manager of the fashion shop. Listen to the conversation and fill in your job description sheet below. You have 30 seconds to study the note sheet. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, Callie. I see you've got your job description sheet there.
Yes, although the only thing on it at the moment is my name.
We can soon change that. Now, your job title will be Junior Assistant. We have 3 juniors, and there is always 1 senior in the shop to help you.
Junior Assistant. OK, I've got that. Will my senior always be the same person?
That's right. You could make a note of her name further down the sheet, where it says reporting to.
I see it. So who do I report to?
Celestine Howe. That's spelt C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E. And then her surname is H-A-U.
All right. Now, what hours will I need to work?
You start at 9:30 and finish at 5:30. So 9:30 to 5:30.
I see. And I'll write that it's Saturdays, although I already know that.
Now, where's the lunch rota? Ah, here it is. Your lunch hour will be between midday and 1.
12 to 1, OK.
And the salary is $300.
Is that $300 per day?
That's right. You'd better write it to remind yourself. If you come in during the holidays to work, you'd be paid the same.
I see. Now, I'm a bit confused about my duties. Do I have to do all these things?
Goodness me, no. I'll go through your duties with you, and you can tick the ones you will be doing. Opening and closing the shop, well, they're quite responsible duties, so we leave those to the senior staff. We won't ask you to count the money either. Now, stock management in the shop, that's making sure all the sizes are available and picking up the things the customers drop. I think that will be a good job for you. It'll help you to get an idea of how the shop is organized, so you should tick that one. Advising the customers is something you'll be able to do maybe later on, once you're more familiar with the way we work. Don't tick that for now.
Okay, so just one tick so far. What about operating the till? I've never done that before.
It's not so hard. You'll need training, of course, but it's something we need all our staff to be able to do. If a customer wants to buy something, you need to be able to sell it to them.
Of course.
What else is there? I think stockroom work is quite heavy. I won't expect you to do that. But we always need someone in the changing rooms, checking what the customers are trying on and collecting it afterwards if they don't want to buy. And I think you'd find that easy enough.
Okay, so that makes three duties that I've ticked. That just leaves one section, which is the uniform. I've noticed that everyone in the shop is wearing black trousers with a yellow top. So I suppose that's the uniform.
That's right. You can choose your own style according to what suits you in the uniform colours. But don't forget that you'll be on your feet all day, so shoes should not be too fashionable and high.
No, I always prefer to wear comfortable shoes. I'll make a note of it.
That's very sensible. Well, I think that's everything. I'll see you next week, and we'll see how you get on.
Thank you for this opportunity.
That's the end of task one. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.